Yes. So I didn't set out to study either criminalization. Well, I guess I set out to study public health in a sense, but certainly not criminalization. But in the process of writing my last book, Body and Soul, The Black Panther Party and the Fight Against Medical Discrimination, I discovered in that while doing that research that members of the Black Panther Party were involved in a campaign, a legal campaign, an activist campaign to block funding to a proposed research center at UCLA in the early 1970s and 1972 specifically. And this center was to be called the Center for the Study and Reduction of Violence. And it was being proposed at a time where there was a lot of public discourse around a lot of public anxiety and public discourse around violence in American society. So it was a time where during which the covers of, Time magazine and Life magazine were sort of posing the question, what are we going to do about this kind of scourge of violence in our society? And one of the answers that arises or response to this kind of moral panic is this proposal for the center at UCLA. And the center is interesting for a couple of reasons. One, that I don't delve in too much into the book, but is worth noting for our conversation, is that the center is being proposed as underneath the umbrella of the Neuropsychiatric Institute at UCLA, which still exists. And it's at a moment where psychologists and psychiatrists are, in effect, working to make their disciplines more scientific. So, now it's commonplace for our colleagues in psychology departments to do research using MRI and these sorts of things that it was uncommon. So it was a moment in the evolution of psychology and psychiatry that it was becoming more scientific. And part of how it was becoming more scientific at the UCLA project is that they were looking almost solely to biological and physiological causes for violent behavior. And so they were looking at endocrine levels, and they were looking at genetic, genes. So they were doing a proposed study that was going to look into violence in the XYY chromosome. There was a study that was proposed to look at, or the hypothesis was, are women, more or less violent at different periods, at different moments in their menstrual cycle? And then there were a couple of proposals that were that sort of began from the assumption that Black and Latino boys and men were more biologically prone to be violent. And so and it was sort of criminalizing, I would say, in two ways. On the one hand, it assumed that there were two kind of pools. There were several, these are lots of different research projects that would have been housed in this violence center. But one of the projects was planning to look at a vulnerable population to test prisoners, primarily Black and brown prisoners, to see if there was something effectively wrong with their brains, if there was brain pathology that was why they were violent. But these were people who were already incarcerated, institutionalized, and so the assumption there was that there was a link between sort of biology, brain pathology and violence. And then on the other hand, there was another study that was that proposed to look at Black and brown boys in the Los Angeles Public School District, with the implication being that these boys were sort of on their way to being criminals. So, can we intervene? Let's look at their brains and before things go bad, or maybe they're just natural born criminals and things will already go bad. So, so the interesting thing is that these are obviously about the research projects are, at least some of them are obviously about ideas about who are criminals, who are natural-born criminals, in a way that goes back to, Lombroso in the 19th century, this idea that some people are inherently kind of bad seeds. But on the other hand, it was, and this goes to the public health piece, it was articulated in the proposal in a frame around healthcare and health issues and, wanting a healthier society. And that the justification for doing it was for kind of social health and social well-being.